Former Republic of Ireland international Ray Houghton, it looks like, in fact, it's pretty certain that Mick McCarthy will be named the new Ireland manager. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not shocked. I know Mick was very much high up last time around when Martin took the job. He's got unfinished business with the Irish setup, the way that he left last time around. He's got huge experience. He really wants the job. I think that's hugely important. Somebody comes in now who's got a real focus about him. And he's obviously been a manager for a number of years, so he's got a style of play that he will want to see. And I'm sure he'd like to get the players in fairly quickly, really, to tell them what he's about and what he expects from them.
Is it a good thing that the move has been made so quickly?
As long as he's the right one for the FAI, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do you do? Do you go out and interview a whole bunch of candidates again? But you always had it in your mind, you thought Mick was the right man for the job. I'm sure they had to do their due diligence as best they can. I don't think they're under any pressure, even though the draw is going to be in Ireland on the 2nd of December. I don't think it really matters if you're the manager in or not. What the most important thing is getting it right for the upcoming fixtures that we will have for qualification for 2020.
If you look at what Mick has done in his management career, he has got the best out of, we'll say, sometimes average bunch of players at Wolves when he was there, at Sunderland when he was there, especially at Ipswich when he was there. When he was at Ireland, actually, he had a pretty high standard of player. In that sense, is he the right man for this job? The fact that he can get the best of what he's got?
Well, yeah, listen, in football, even with someone with the experience of Mick McCarthy, you're never sure. You know, that's the vulnerability of picking a manager. You can get there with the best attention. You narrow it down as best you can. You know, you're always looking to say, right, you know, what's the good traits about the manager and what's not so good? And you're always looking for them to outweigh the other. You know, you're always looking for him to have much better credentials and what he's about, more so than the negatives about the manager and one thing or another about him. So if you can come in at that level and you've got the fans on board, if you're at 50-50, you're in with a great show. You know, if you're at 30-70, it means you have to turn things around quickly, and that the only way you're going to do that is winning games. Now, I see similar traits to what happened, you know, after Steve Staunton when we brought in Giovanni. The players had lost, you know, lost that will to win, whatever it may be. They just lost the fact that they couldn't win football matches. We need to get that back. You know, we've won one game in 2018, and I think we've played it 9 games. We've scored 4 goals all season. You can go back to the defeat against Denmark as the turning point when we lost 5-1 in the second leg of the playoff. That hurt, really hurt, and I don't really think we've really recovered. And maybe that's one of the major reasons why we've had the change. Just need to get the players back focused, get the preparation right. It's hugely important with us having 4 games here in Ireland for the 2020 European Championships that we qualify. And it's not going to be easy. You know, we could be 3rd seeds going into that particular competition, but we've done it before, and I'm sure we can do it again.
Does he need to get the best out of the likes of Seamus Coleman, who, to be fair, has always taken responsibility as a player, even up until Martin's last game? He said, us as players have to look at ourselves as well. It's not just about the manager. Does he need to get the best out of the likes of Shane Long, who on his day can be a very effective striker?
Well, he needs to get the best out of every player. You know, you just don't target one or two. What you're looking at is every player. You've got to try and change the mentality. You know, why are we struggling? Why have we got players that, you know, defensively look okay? You know, we're getting numbers behind the ball. We're making it difficult for the opposition. We've conceded 1 goal in the last 4 games against Wales, 3 clean sheets. So it shows you we're doing something reasonably well. What we need now is to work on the other aspect of the game, which is the attacking side of it. And that's easier said than done. I mean, if I were to give you a hammer and say, go and knock down a wall, you would do it no problem. If I said to you, here's some bricks and mortar, go and build it, you'd find it a little bit more challenging. And that's what sport's exactly the same. You know, defensively, it's much easier to get players into defensive situations. You don't have to overthink it. Whereas when you're going into attacking positions, you've got to be a lot more courageous. You have to have the mindset that you're going to give the ball away, but you're giving it away in areas where you're trying to affect the game. You're not passing it backwards or square for the sake of it. You're taking responsibility. You're looking at the right pass. You're playing it, and you're playing with your confidence. You know that's where the ball should go. And then you need people who are going to run into them positions to make it a good ball. And then you get you much higher up the field, and then you don't have to defend as much because you're playing 30 yards higher up the pitch where you can influence the game as an attacking team.
He is going to need leaders on the pitch, though, and Seamus Coleman kind of does fit that bill, doesn't he?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, don't forget, Seamus is still coming back from a horrific injury. You know, he's got to take, obviously, still another 3 months before he really gets back where, in his own mind, he's 100%. You know, his fitness level is where it wants to be. I mean, his touch is there. I've seen him in games recently. But listen, one thing you would say with the Irish team under Martin recently, you cannot turn around and say they haven't been trying. Every game I've watched them, I've never at one moment said, you know, there's anything wrong with their attitude and commitment. Absolutely not. That's been there in abundance. Where you'd be slightly or more critical would be, you know, who's getting on the ball to make things happen? Who's actually taking that responsibility to play the ball forward? And that's been a problem. And normally you get that when lads are not confident. You know, we've all been in that situation. If you've been a player, there'll be certain times in your career where you haven't been as good. You've got to go back to basics. One of the best lessons I ever learned at Liverpool was Ronnie Moran when I was having a bad time. Went to see Ronnie, and Ronnie just said to me, pass to the same coloured shirt as yourself. Doesn't matter if he's 3 yards away, 10 yards away. Just do that, and your confidence will come back quickly. An easy thing to say, and it's an easy thing to do, but you've got to trust it. And I trusted in him, and I've got to say, within 10 minutes, I was back to my old self. Now, that in itself is something that players can learn today.